Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text number
17.
270? that person. Shakti, peace. Amrodi, achieves. Na, not. Kamakami, one desires to fulfill desires. Translation. A person who is not disturbed by the incessant flow of desires, and enter like rivers into the ocean, which is ever being filled but is always still, can alone achieve peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. Although the vast ocean is always filled with water, it is always, especially during the rainy season, being filled with much more water. But the ocean remains the same, steady. It is not agitated, nor is it crossed beyond the limit of its breaking. That is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness. As long as one is in the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by such desires because of his fullness. A Krishna conscious man is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. Therefore, he is like an ocean, always full of himself. Desires may come to him from the waters of the rivers that flow into the ocean, but he is steady in his activities, and he is not even slightly disturbed by desires for sensual gratification. That is the proof of a Krishna conscious man, one who has lost all his inclinations for material sensual gratification, although the desires are present. Because he remains satisfied in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he can remain steady like the ocean, and therefore enjoy true peace. Others, however, who want to fulfill desires even up to the limit of liberation, want to speak of material success, never attain peace. The fruited workers, the salvationists, and also the yogis who are after mystic powers are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires. But the person in Krishna consciousness is happy in the service of the Lord, and he has no desires to be fulfilled. In fact, he does not even desire liberation from the so-called material bondage. The devotees of Krishna have no material desires, and therefore they are in perfect peace.
You'll feel so happy, doesn't it?
But as far as legs are purport, they're never really heavy. Because, let me just read this for you. I can't find it so quickly, but he says there's an incessant flow of desires. So we have one desire, then another desire come. We never attain success from the success. So others who want to fulfill desires even to the limit of liberation, want to speak with their success, never attain peace. There is the fruit of workers, the salvationists, so the ones who want salvation, these are the jhanis, the fruit of workers are like the karmis. And also the yogis who are after mystic powers are all unhappy because of unfulfilled desires. There's another story that comes to mind. I don't know if somebody in Krishna consciousness told me outside, but it was this yogi in the Himalayas. I don't know if it's true, but they said it was a true story. And he was bedlam for months, many years in the Himalayas. And then I think he either saw a bottle of Coca-Cola or he was thinking about that. The end of the story was he had to come down from the mountains to buy a Coca-Cola. Yeah, he used the Coca-Cola one as an invitation and then he had to come down and buy the soda. So this was part of his life that he couldn't fulfill desires. Of course, the question is that how can we come like this? And Prabhupada says here, although the vast ocean is always filled with water, it is always, especially during the rainy season, being filled with much more water. But the ocean remains the same, steady, with no agitated force across the universe. That is also true of a person fixed in Krishna consciousness. Of course, if I read these things, I may think to Prabhupada. Really comes to mind. As long as, now it gets actually very, very interesting. As long as one is in a material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. So that is kind of mind-blowing. It is actually. Because we are speaking here about a pure body. And it says here that as long as you have a material body, the genuinely, it needs food. Like, you know, for instance, for example, Jaya does bhakti in our lives, he would eat clay. Because he was meditating, Krishna was changing Jaya. And then his stomach was making the noise because of hunger. And he would just put clay inside just to stop the noise and just to stop the hunger for you. So, my understanding is, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that, well, I don't know exactly how it works. I have to be careful. But one of the things that Prabhupada explains is that the way it works is that the pure devotee, he obtains the spiritual body. In fact, we already have the spiritual body. Once it's a soul. But it becomes purified. Because, you know, generally, when a devotee, pure devotee, leaves his body, he leaves his body. The body is there for. But still, on the other hand, we also do not consider it material. I mean, I heard a story, I don't know if it's true, of this Ramanujan. And so they had his body still in there. They worshipped him for many hundreds of years in the temple, the real body. I heard it from the body, you know, and he said that every year they cut the nails of the body. It's kind of like a mummy, it's kind of a mummy. But somehow his nails had broken. So this is what Prabhupada means with spiritualized or becoming Krishnaized. Like in the morning we chant japa, and then we become Krishnaized. Especially if you chant like vows and things. And this is my experience. Then you become Krishnaized. And it works. The mantra is very powerful, very vital, very soon. I'm still going, but you know, the bottom line is very used to say, the better rounds I chant in the morning, the better I am at the distribution. And he was convinced. was convinced. If I don't change food drums, I mean, this is how I said, make an experiment. So we are like scientists, we're doing experiments, and he is also a fellow scientist, fellow spiritualist, and he said, if I don't change food drums, I don't distribute as many books when I change food drums. So he was convinced that it was wrong. And I also had an experience once. So, and another example I can give you just to elaborate on what I'm trying to, I mean, not what I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to say, just to make a clear understanding of this topic. Like, for instance, if I offer something, it's different than when Shri Prabhupada offers something. There's a story that Prabhupada offers pizzeria on his Guru Maharaj Vesakusa. It's on the memory day. And Nagarayan Guru tells the story. Nagarayan Vishwakarma. And he said that Prabhupada took his kitchen and then he left. And he left the room. And the devotees were just not saying anything, they were eating his kitchen. And then, without saying anything, they all of them slowly but surely together crawled to the spot of kitchen and they just started eating. And they didn't say anything. That's how he describes it. And then they just sat down and they were just quiet. And they were just relishing his prasadam. He said, it was the most amazing prasadam I ever had. And he still remembers it. So the idea is that there's different levels of becoming spiritualized, being spiritualized. I'll give you another example. This is considered prasadam. It was only prasadam. But there seems to be a difference. Or, I'll give you another example, which is Vrindavan Dhan is special. I mean, this is also considered Vrindavan. Still, if you've been there, you can experience Vrindavan itself, it's special. I can give another example, which, for instance, you have Jaipur. In Jaipur are a Sri Radha. Those are the deities that have been worshipped by Srila Rupa Goswami. And they're very, very powerful. And it's because of the devotion of the devotee that these deities become, in one sense, more powerful. Krishna says, Mother Gita, Yeyatama Prabhatyante, on this day of the Jamayam, as no surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So, there are different gradations of being pure, being spiritualized. But at the same time, the way Prabhupada explains it is that the pure devotee has a spiritual body inside. At the same time, the body itself is also spiritual. I can't explain this because it's Prabhupada calls it touchstone. You know, so the more powerful the touchstone is, the more spiritualized the body gets. Because ultimately, it's like material elements. But that's what Prabhupada says here. He speaks here about pure devotee. It's true, the person thinks the Krishna is a pure devotee. And then he says, there's more response to the pure body than the names of the body for sensual information will continue. And I explained that the Yarka Mathology, the hunger was still there. But the way I understand it also is that they have a full spiritual body, but it's kind of, I'm not sure that there's this explanation of the color. I'm not sure if it's appropriate in this case, but it's the explanation is given that the shell of the color, it lets loose if it dries up. So it's kind of like that. It's like another example I gave before Jesus. You know, he was crucified, but he didn't seem too bothered by it. Although he had a mouth of doubt, as they say. He said, Father, why God has forsaken me? But it was just a moment. He was praying to Krishna that you please forgive me now. So he was totally fixed. He wasn't identifying his body, although it must have hurt. But because they're not identified with the body, and because they identify with their spiritual body, that their reason, it's called self-realization, their self-realization, they realize that they actually have a spiritual body. title defends themselves from the pain, he says. Or, you know, like we're discussing here, from the pushing of the sanctification. Because it's there. The demands of the body for sanctification. The body demands it, but the body can, well, that's what Prabhupada says, you eat as much as you need. Of course, at the same time, the growth of the body is for Shana right now, we're taking the Shana. So that's also part of it, it's like a festival and then we're taking Shana. But generally, the devotee will just say as much as he needs. Why? Because otherwise, he can't do his service properly. So it's not so much that he doesn't want to eat, it's that he wants to serve Krishna. So that's the idea. And let me just read a little bit further, because it gets more interesting. The devotee, however, is not disturbed by his desires because of his fullness. So here, Prabhupada explains it very matter of factly. Fullness means he is full in Krishna consciousness, and like I explained, should bring it down a little bit. Because you just want to serve Krishna, that fullness, that's why it's fixed, it's not disturbed. And Prabhupada also explains it, that in the spiritual world, there are so many beautiful women, or you could say beautiful men, but the bodies are not disturbed because they're so fixed in serving Krishna. So in that sense, they're full. And they're not bothered by these desires. The Krishna consciousness meant, I give one more example. The Bhaktivinoda tells this story, and it's lovely. And she brought one message to Krishna from Radharani. And then just when she was about to leave, Krishna made an answer. And she refused him. She said, no, I belong to Radharani. And I cannot do this. I have to bring back the message. So generally we say you have to surrender to Krishna in order to sense. But Bhaktivinoda explained that you're always working under authority. And you have to follow that authority. This is actually the story of Tulsi. She was dancing with Krishna. And Radharani got a little angry because she didn't really ask permission, and she cursed him. Of course, when Radharani cursed him, all the species is there, but now Tulsi Devi. He wants that more exalted position than Radharani, because sometimes Krishna leaves Radharani. But Tulsi Devi, she's always on his love, so she never leaves Krishna. So this is what happens in Radharani. But the idea is that she wasn't following the authority. And another thing, now the story is that the gopi was able, because we know Krishna is the most attractive. Generally the gopis, they run, they leave their children, they leave their husbands, and they run when Krishna plays his flute. But this gopi, some other, was able to refuse Krishna. And he was actually directly asking her. And why she could refuse? Because she was full. She was full with Krishna Seva, Krishna consciousness. She just wanted to serve her mistress Radharani. And that's why she would refuse. This is called Hans. This is the build-up of the spiritual world. That's why it's so sweet that the world can be in the spiritual world and refuse Krishna something. This is very difficult to understand for, say, normal religionists. That one of the highest forms of serving Krishna is to refuse him something. Or we can, for instance, give the example. Krishna, he was trying to kill Krishna. But this was actually a service. It's described that the arrows that he was shooting towards Krishna were like
flower petals.
Krishna was bleeding actually. So he was enjoying it very, very much. And this is also one of the internal reasons why Bhishma did what he did. Because he wanted to serve Krishna by trying to fight him, trying to kill him, trying to fight him. So that is very difficult to understand these things, that the devotee can please Krishna by fighting with him, but to understand and refusing him, fighting. But Krishna consciousness is not in need of anything because the Lord fulfills all his material necessities. And so this is kind of a difficult point, especially for me. And in one sense, Prabhupada also told his disciples that he had a little bit of trouble with this. Because he wanted to become a rich man, and then, you know, serve Krishna or preach. And Prabhupada said, one of his first he was supposed to become a multimillionaire. He had everything. He had like a pharmaceutical company, his own company. And any multimillionaire knows, if you want to become rich, you need your own company. So he had his own company, and he was doing pretty good. That's not other people. And yeah, he went to bankrupt and unaffected with that. But Prabhupada said it was Krishna's mercy on him, and that he forced him to surrender. And then later he said, please don't be like me. Of course, it's kind of a lila. Prabhupada just gave an example. We shouldn't think that it wasn't actually like that. But the idea is that we should trust that what is a job of shame of a jamya, that Krishna will carry what we lack and preserves what we have. And we should trust that Krishna will fulfill all our material necessities. Like Prabhupada always talks about this bank balance, that the car is the one that has a nice bank balance. But if you have a big bank balance, let's say 10 million or whatever, 20 million, or even one, first of all, you get a taxman. He's going to knock on your door for sure. And if it's not a taxman, it's going to be someone else. Let's say it's bank money. Someone else is going to know you have $1 million. So if somebody wants to steal it, you won't have so much worries. You know? Because that's what we think. I mean, general people think, if I have 20 million in my bank account, I will be happy. I have no problems with the soul. But it's not true. And Krishna, I just give you a reason. You have no bank on because you don't need a bank on because he also money. And whenever you need something, like it's like with a child, he gets an allowance, he doesn't have any bank on it. But whenever you need something, he goes to the father and needs it. But only what he needs. Not always what he wants. If he wants to have 10 ice creams, the father says, no, you're going to have 2 ice creams, that's it. I'm just going to get sick. So, like that is with Krishna. We need to have that faith. And it is called Shraddha, it is something that needs to develop gradually. But Krishna will actually do that. And sometimes he tests us. You know, he tests us if we actually have that faith. And of course, it's also Maya that's also testing us. So they have a realization about Maya that she retries everything. But I was working on a computer, and if she doesn't box out the internet, then she starts to. And then she started to get up to my mind, oh, maybe you should go to this website. Because the internet was working fine, and then I got ideas, oh, maybe you should go to the internet. And I was thinking, this is also my, because now the internet is working fine, she tried something else. So then that didn't work. And then I was making mistakes, so she was trying to distract me in that way. So Maya, she's 24/7. Maya, she doesn't get tired. And she's everywhere. So this is very tricky, and it's your job to keep testing us. And we should just have that faith that Krishna will protect us. And sometimes he's playing this song, Gopi Jagavarava, Gopi. So Krishna protects the gopis by lifting Gopi. And the idea is that it's kind of an intimate knowledge, but all our acharyas are actually gopis. So if we follow the acharyas, which actually brings us back to we follow the acharyas, and it's an open order. Open order is, if you ever have money, print books. This order comes right from Radharani. Because Radharani is what she finds out. Radharani wants to increase the happiness of Krishna. So she wants more devotees. More devotees coming back to the spiritual world. And therefore, it's an open order. And Prabhupada took that order, he took it to heart, and created this worldwide movement, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. And order still stands. If you ever have time or money, the partner says, you have some time, just listen to my book or whatever you can do, you know, just support. And what I also realized is very interesting, is that we say Sankar Yagya. And this American, I really realized that it's a big fire in Sankar Yagya. And anybody that comes even close to it gets purified. Because generally, you know, especially, so called Hindus, they're very attached to these fire yamas. And they're great. They're super. They're really nice fire yamas. But we should understand that the biggest jhana is the samadhana. You cannot see the fire in your eyes, not the fire, but it is a fire. Like sometimes in this one we say, fire up, okay, fire up. So, I realize that it's actually jhana, it's actually the fire. You have a question?
Yeah.
I have a question. Go ahead, go ahead.
Hi.
Oh, the time is up? Okay, let me just say one more point, please. Yeah. Now, this is important. This is important. This is the last one. I only want to make this one. Yeah, this one. Okay, let me just read this. Desires may come to him, the man in Krishna consciousness, like the waters of the rivers that flow to the ocean. That is steady in his activities, and he's not even slightly disturbed by desires for sense gratification. That is the proof of a Krishna conscious man. One has lost all inclinations for material sense gratification, although the desires are present. Prabhupada used to say, like, my men are not impotent. Because it's easy to not have sex if you're impotent. And he says, they're open, but they're not having any sex. So that is the idea. Desire is there, but they don't act. So we should be aware of that, and like I said, let me talk about just repeat for people who came in late, because I thought it was very interesting. Prabhupada says, as long as one has the material body, the demands of the body for sense gratification will continue. So the desire is present, but we don't act on it. And how we don't act on it, not, I'm not acting on it, but by, for instance, which is basically the best, changing our vision. When we change our vision, and the last part, real life one, is Rishikesha. If we serve Krishna, we chant Krishna's name. He's the master of the senses, so that he can control the senses. And he will also, which I already explained, he will fulfill all our desires. So, I'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Margo Pavlu Ki!
Hi,
Bhavati Dai!
Hi, everybody.
Hey, look, we're married now. We have to exchange garlands. We're married.
No. Want to play in the dark?
Can everybody come closer? It's like, everybody come. Come, 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 come,